Hi everybody, my name is Nigel Hamilton. I'm just another Raku and Perl hacker based in Bath in the UK. And I love Perl and I love Raku. But recently, at the last contract, the management decreed that no new things would be written in Perl. And they pronounced it like Perl with a U. And that was really sad and disappointing. Because I know, like most Perl programmers, most Raku programmers, we like making new things. So that was really sad to hear. Because unfortunately, Perl and Raku are in the fight for their lives. And we have to compete for mind share, for hearts and minds, in an increasingly crowded marketplace. And if you look at all the brands here, we need a way of having our brands standing out, holding their position, and not only just holding their position, but growing their position. So, how can Perl and Raku take their place in the hearts and minds of developers? Because unfortunately, it's not enough just for the language to succeed. In fact, the ecosystem around the language also needs to succeed. If you think of Node and NPM and other packaging systems, it's the core language, but it's also the packaging system and the other elements that go around it. And they also need to have strong brands. And if we stop and think about it, I think we can actually realize that this problem has been going on for a long time. In fact, I'd like to suggest that it was happening even before that fateful mug got thrown in the year 2000, which saw the beginnings of the Perl 6 effort. I think we had a branding problem back then. And I want to take you back there because I think we need to make peace with the past. So jump in your time machine of choice and join me back in 1999, and let's see if we can exercise some of the things that happened then so that we can move forward. Well, welcome to London, 1999. This is Canary Wharf, one of the banking districts, and I'm a new visitor to the UK. I'm on a working holidays visa, and I'm starting work at Canary Wharf at a global bank in the web technology department. All good. One of my colleagues introduced me to this new search engine, Googly, which was in beta. And I thought, well, that looks pretty cool, but I use Alta Vista and their brand value was smart is beautiful. And they used to have a nice kind of mountain range as part of their icon. But as things developed with Alta Vista, it got more and more busy. And I wonder, what if their brand value had have been smart is simple? Well, things were going okay in the web technology department. There was lots of work around the bank. And one of my first projects was to create a system for the audit department, which would be rolled out in New York, Tokyo, and London. And it was used by top level management to sign off on their various audit points. And it was written in Perl. And Perl did a great job. And within 2 months, we had this into production and we had happy clients in the bank, which was all good. But then things took a slight turn for the worse. My JBoss wanted help with a Java applet that we could write once and run anywhere around the bank. It was going to be a trading chat app, which all the traders were going to be able to chat and communicate with each other, and it was going to run fast and quick. And my boss at the time was really excited about all this. But I was a little bit worried because my experience of Java, and especially Java applets, was that actually it was a bit clunky.